confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Well, we were just talking about how the New York Times is trying to degrade and demoralize and to erase, basically, moms from the equation. There are other states, there are states that are trying to do things in equally evil fashion. And Fox News reporting on just this week, actually the Associated Press reported, Fox News re-amplified the story. But the headline is Minnesota moves to fortify status as refuge for people seeking abortions. What they're trying to do, and California's already done this, and in fact, California's gone further. They're actually paying people to come to California and have their abortions. Come here and kill your kids. That's what they want to do in California. Minnesota hasn't gone quite that far yet, but they have. They are in the process of passing a law that would prohibit law enforcement from exercising subpoenas, judgments, or extradition requests from other states against people who get, perform, or assist with abortions in Minnesota. And the Senate version passed its first committee test last week. The House, the state House is working on this now. But that's the move in some of these bluer states now. The move is to, if the red states are going to ban abortion, then we're going to turn it into a super industry. And here to discuss is Sean Carney, CEO and president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, good to have you back. The trend here is disturbing, particularly if you live in or around one of these blue states. They are becoming the capitals of death, if you will.
Yeah, and you rightly use the word industry. But the difference is, like where I live in Texas, we're recruiting tech companies. Elon Musk just moved to Texas. Oil companies have been based here. There are companies flooding out of California really for the last 15 years and coming to Texas. These other states are recruiting abortion doctors. The problem with that is that we need oil and we need tech and we need cars and we need computers. We don't need abortion. And we have so much data that shows how much of a deterrent travel is, even within a state. This is why Texas passed all these laws and closed all these abortion facilities. And they said, oh, you can't do that because it's an undue burden and women have to travel. So, you know, distance is a deterrent. And the idea that these women are like flocking to these states, they haven't done it in California since they overturned Roe v. Wade. And I think they're dramatically overestimating how many women are going to come to Minnesota.
That's probably true on every level of what you just said. It is not stopping, though, the activists within the elected communities of those state officials from going after this super hard, we're going to kill all the babies we can kind of atmosphere.
No. You're exactly right. The desire to see the baby die is the problem. It is the problem. And building 50 abortion facilities on the border of Minnesota or in New Mexico, you don't just have to do abortions to keep an abortion facility open. You have to do a lot of abortions. We've closed 136 abortion facilities, one of which is now our headquarters for 40 Days for Life. You have to produce, you have to do a lot of abortion. And the elephant in the room right now is, number one, there's a huge shortage of abortion doctors, which is why they're becoming so dependent on medical or chemical abortions. There's a huge shortage of abortion doctors. Their average age is well into the 70s. And that's a good sign. Young doctors may be for abortion, but they don't want to get into the barbaric act of it. So the market is not there. And you'll hear reports. We heard them in Texas when we got our heartbeat law. These Oklahoma abortion clinic workers came out and said, all the license plates are from Texas. And they were initially. And then that went away. So you're going to see these sort of sensational reports from the media. Everybody's driving in the world to go get an abortion. Every woman just doesn't feel like a woman unless they go and they have an abortion and have their company pay for it. That's just not the case. It is so insulting to the women themselves.
Well, it's one of those things where, as we still kind of come out of the post Roe v. Wade era since the Dobbs decision, that I think states are wrestling with. And what they're not accounting for is some of what you're talking about. The fact that abortion has become in some corners so distasteful. It's not looked upon as something that you want to, you know, you want to be associated with. And if you can, if we could continue to kind of stigmatize the activity in that way in people's minds. And I don't think that science is going to do anything but help us in that regard in the days to come, because obviously we're learning more and more about the development of that life earlier and earlier in its stages than we've ever known before. And it's, you know, I think it's the miracle of 3D ultrasounds that turn, you know, a few generations back, those incoming freshmen into university, more pro-life than we'd seen in several generations previous. Sean Carney, president of the 40 Days for Life, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.